We're extremely excited about the Federal Coaching Network. It is a program where we've been able to obtain volunteer coaches from across the federal government. We currently have in the neighborhood of about 110 coaches from 18 different federal agencies. These are coaches that are nominated by their agencies. They have coaching credentials. We train them. The program is approved by the International Coaching Federation as an approved coaching program. Based upon specific training hours. And with this cadre of coaches, the next step is to establish a database so that we can have the individuals entered into the database and available for matching to interested federal employees.
We spoke with Alan Myers of HHS. They've been using coaches for a while. He explained that it was usually a one-to-one relationship. So I know you're starting small now, but what's the overall goal for the federal government?
Well, the coaching really is based on individual support. A coach assigned to basically help another person learn in ways that enable that person to continue growing. The relationship really is focused on the coach asking questions to provoke thought and learning by the individual, and designed for the individual to then hold themselves accountable for continued growth. The ultimate goal, however, is that we really want to foster a coaching culture across the entire federal government, empowering leaders at all levels to practice the types of skills and approaches we believe are absolutely vital to learning and to success. And these would be self-reflection, creativity and problem-solving, accountability, and candid and respectful communication.
So when you talk about a coaching culture, it sounds like a nurturing environment is what you're saying.
Well, we like to think of learning and development as all about being about personal development and growth. So it is absolutely an important aspect of nurturing and growing and developing our employees, and then hopefully keeping them as well.
How did you arrive at this point? Tell me the history of the program.
Right. So as I indicated, the learning development research, it's well established that coaching programs have tremendous value. They're welcomed by employees, and they allow organizations to derive a significant benefit in terms of performance. I want to give a shout out also to the Chief Learning Officers Council. They partnered with OPM to initially develop this idea of designing a federal coaching network across the federal government. And specifically, I want to thank the Department of Health and Human Services and Alan Myers. They had an internal coaching program which we were able to basically model and to scale.
And in your job, you're responsible for senior executives, leadership development and the like. I know that you've launched mentoring programs. Of course, there's also all sorts of training programs throughout the federal government. How is coaching different from those other programs?
So coaching is another type of learning activity that we're including in a suite of products and programs that we're offering government-wide. As I indicated, coaching is a little bit different than some of these other learning programs in that the focus is on a one-on-one relationship, but where the coach, their primary responsibility is to enable the individual to figure out the answers to their own development. It's different than, for example, a training program in a classroom where oftentimes the direction of that event is really one way. It's a lecturer speaking to a student, or maybe there's an interaction. The coaching relationship is really more about facilitating a dialogue where the individual is the key to their own learning and their success.
And whereas mentoring might be somebody saying, well, when I was in your shoes, I did it this way, coach looks and says, how can I give you the skills to make your own sorts of decisions? Is that right?
I think that's right. So mentoring is more focused on the actual mentor sharing information. Coaching, again, is really about the learner figuring out new ways of succeeding.
So OPM looks for a lot of metrics over the federal workforce. I mean, one of the big ones is coming from the annual viewpoint survey is employee engagement. Is this tied into that or to other metrics that you'd like to see improve?
The effectiveness of this program absolutely will be assessed in a number of ways, including the employee viewpoint survey. We know from historical results from the EVS that oftentimes federal employees express an interest in getting more assistance in having their training needs assessed and then having more resources and leadership support to actually get training. So this will be one of those training tools and products that are available to federal employees. We'll be able to assess it through EVS. We'll look at other metrics as well, including anecdotal reports from the individual learners, as well as potentially their organization's leaders who can assess whether they see an impact in performance based upon the learning. We can look at metrics associated with organizational performance and determine if there's a correlation to learning programs. And I'm very excited about the fact that this program has already been recognized through an award by the HCMG for Best Leadership Development Program.
The difference is now you've got a database, so it's easier for people, say, in one agency to connect with a coach in another agency.
Right. So obviously, if we did this manually, it'd be extremely laborious and it wouldn't be very efficient or effective. So the database is a technology tool that will enable us to be able to run this program efficiently, to be able to scale it, and so it will be available to federal employees across the entire government.
Tell me a little bit about scaling it. I mean, this is a very small program now. Do you have a time frame for growth?
We are continuing to identify new coaches and to train them. So, in fact, we actually have a Federal Coaching Network coaching boot camp scheduled for a couple weeks from now, where we have about 60 new coaches that will be participating in a very intensive one-week initial boot camp program, followed by formal classroom training, learning activities, and also initial coaching with further support on learning. And so these are ways that we'll be regularly securing new coaches to participate in the program, to expand the program. And ultimately, the key is if we do this well, the program will establish its own value proposition, and that will garner greater support in terms of both participation of federal employees and also future coaches.
Where did the idea come from? I mean, did you look at any particular agency that's using this well, or the private sector that has used coaches and has documented proof that it actually helps in terms of employee engagement and productivity?
Well, coaching is well established in the research and also in the learning and development community as being an absolutely vital learning and development offering. So we know from the research that it is effective, and we know from feedback from employees that this is also an activity that's very much in demand.
So one might wonder why it hasn't caught on before. Is this a culture change for the government?
It is a culture change, but I think as with many other types of programs, the whole point is whether there's a strategic priority placed on the program. And in an era where we're dealing with budget constraints and lots of new and sometimes overwhelming mission requirements, it's oftentimes difficult to focus on the things that really can help our organizations grow more successful. We're constantly fighting fires. Sometimes it's difficult to step back and figure out a better way to fight fires.
In a practical sense, how do you want agencies to use the database?
Well, I would love for, first of all, the agencies to know about the database very broadly. So that's part of our marketing communication strategy. And then we really rely on the agencies to be able to inform their employees of the availability of the database, and for supervisors and agencies to really support their employees taking advantage of the coaching program.
Do you see this as something that an employee might volunteer for and say, hey, you know, I want some help with this, or that supervisors would send employees to coaches when there's a specific problem or issue that they're being frustrated by?
What I would love to see is this program being part of the culture of learning in the federal government, where there's an emphasis on the relationship between the leader and the employee, on the growth of the employee, and a focus ultimately on high performance for the agencies. And the way I envision that would occur is that right now, federal agencies are required to have discussions on at least an annual basis regarding the developmental needs and interests of their employees. That discussion is then captured through an individual development plan. That plan then shapes the focus and the strategies for providing training and learning opportunities for the employees. As part of that discussion, then, I would hope that supervisors and employees would be able to consider coaching as a possibility. And it would be a two-way dialogue. The employee could absolutely identify the interest and the value of the participation in the coaching network, but ideally the supervisors would also proactively identify and inform and educate employees of the availability of this program as a possibility as well. And then we take that a step further, and that discussion can also lead into the nomination of additional coaches for the program.
I wonder if you could give me an example. I know that you focus a lot on the SES, which has had a lot of pressures on it recently from all sorts of sides. How do you see coaching improving the situation for SES members and for those who work with them?
Well, all of us need to learn, and all of us make mistakes. I think it was John F. Kennedy that had a quote about leadership and learning being indispensable to each other, right? And so the coaching program can be helpful for senior executives, but it certainly will be helpful for individuals at a lower level, including those who are managers and supervisors and aspiring leaders. The idea here ultimately is that we want to foster a culture of both coaching but also learning, with the idea that through learning we continue to improve ourselves, and then we improve our success and then the successes of our organization.
Will you be tracking this through the employee viewpoint survey or another sort of survey or way to get metrics?
We'll still have to figure out exactly how we're going to track the success of this program, but we're absolutely going to do it, and it's linked to the EVS.